We're visiting with Waverly head boys basketball coach Tyler Williams on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, your season already underway. Last week you hosted a tournament, and you pick up a victory over NEK. Unfortunately, you lose a tough one to Caraparavel and also lose to Burlingame. But you look back at those three games. What kind of stands out about your guys' play?
I thought our kids were, you know, they showed how tough they can be, how hard they can go, minus the Burlingame game. I thought that was good for them to see those type of things. And they against NEK Saints, they were able to get out in front, and they didn't slow down. Against Caraparavel, we dug ourselves a hole, and we fought to try to get back.
You have a couple of games coming up before the Christmas break. Friday night, you have Maranatha Academy, and then next week you get into Lyon County League play with Lebo and Madison. First off, tomorrow night against Maranatha Academy, is there a next step you'd like to see your guys take?
Yeah, I'd like to see our kids kind of recover, rebound from what we had on last Saturday against Burlingame. I mean, we did not play well against them. I told them after the game, burn the tape and move on, because it was just one of those games where nothing went right and everything went right for Burlingame, kind of felt like. And I'd like to see how our kids respond. I think practice has gone real well this week. I think we've thrown in some new things. I think the kids have responded well to those, and I think they've adapted, and I think hopefully they're going to show that on the court for tomorrow night.
We're visiting with Waverly head boys basketball coach Tyler Williams on the Area Coach's Corner. And let's talk a little bit about your basketball team. You have 10 guys out, and you're kind of in the same scenario as the football team was. Not a lot of numbers, but when you look at the inside those numbers, six of those 10 guys have some playing experience, returning four and a half guys who started last year, four full-time starters and one part-time starter, and you have to feel good about your top six, top seven players.
I feel really good about them. I mean, the biggest thing is getting them all healthy and making sure we stay out of foul trouble, but they're a good group. They work hard. It's just like football. I mean, they're scrappy, and they're going to do everything they can to have success under our system, and they believe in what we do, I feel like, and they're just a good group to have.
Let's talk about those players that are coming back. Who are those five starters that gained a lot of valuable playing time and time as starters last year?
Damian Foster was our second team All-LCL and got some All-State nods, like honorable mention, things like that. He can play the one through the four for us, even the five if he needs to. He's only 5'10", but he understands how to play in the post. And, you know, he's kind of the guy that guys follow. He's not a vocal leader, but they follow his lead. Lane Bartley, also a pretty good football player for us. He's our five man, but he usually plays the top part on our press and zone, and he gets down court in a hurry and gets a lot of layups because of his speed and his athleticism. And he's done a real good job adapting to post because he used to be a guard until his sophomore year. His junior year, we moved him as he kind of grew a little bit. Brantley Peterson averaged about 10 points a game last year. He's our shooting guard, and he does a lot of good things for us. Who else? There's also Brady Wallace was our halftime starter we were talking about. He went through our entire sub-state run last year as a starter and started the state game. Great defender. He's long, and he just very speedy, reads the ball well, recovers well, gets his hand in the passing lanes a ton. So we enjoy that. We got Ben Meehan back at point guard. He was a freshman last year, so I'm hoping he kind of takes another step as a sophomore, being a point guard and varsity basketball. He understands the game, and he's a tough kid. He knows what he's supposed to do, and he gets a lot of assists because he sets his teammates up. And then we also got Coy Myers, who's coming off the bench right now, but he's probably going to get a chance to start here after a bit. He's put the time in. Good little shooting guard. Not a big kid, but he understands how to play. So we have a good squad overall, I feel like, player-wise.
Coach Williams, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck these next 2 weeks. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you again after the first of the year.
All right, thanks, Greg.
That's Waverly head boys basketball coach Tyler Williams on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.